Welcome to the Waka 100 Podcast, brought to you by Team CP. The Waka 100, the largest and toughest one-day mountain bike marathon you'll ever do.
Turned on the weather for us. I'm just looking for some legs. Can you show me some legs?
Everyone's running good. Running good, looking good too.
Now, let's send it over to Team CP.
The whole day riding my bike, what more can you ask for, really? Yeah. And if you want to spend a whole day riding your bike, 100 miles is a good way to do it.
Yeah. It wasn't really all day, you've still got a few daylight hours left.
Yeah, I've got to ride home still, so I'll probably go do a lap of Boxer Boots or something on the way home. Yeah,
good. Mate, that was tough. That was super tough.
You're pretty happy by the looks of
it. I was happy because it was my goal to finish.
Yeah.
And I finished and I'm standing.
So yeah, the key, so
three crashes. Right. Did a triple flip. Okay. It was spectacular. Right. My daughter Poppy, who's a gymnast, okay, she'd be very impressed.
Okay.
My next one was catching a tree.
Okay.
So I was out there with nature.
Yeah, they tend to jump out at you sometimes.
This one got me and I held on until a guy pulled me off it.
Okay.
It was all about cramp and soreness and wondering why I'm doing this.
But what was the vibe? What was the vibe with everybody else out there?
Very, very good.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, lovely lady gave me a salt tab when I needed it.
Yep.
I gave a guy a gel when he was just poked.
Cooked.
He was cocked.
Yeah.
And every time you went past someone, they'd go, good on you.
Yes.
Every time, you know, someone went past you, you went, good on you.
Yeah.
And you just gave way on the trails.
Yeah, good.
It was great.
Yeah, good.
It was good vibe.
Awesome. Hey, team, here with Brendan Hartley at the finish line of the Waka 100. He's got the medal to show for it. He's even still smiling. And he's got all the skin on his knees.
But no, it's been such an awesome day. Yeah, all the volunteers, all the other competitors. Actually had a few chats, probably too many chats with a few of the other guys out there. Trails were amazing. Yeah, everything was good. And actually finished pretty strong, which was the goal. It's actually, I had two bottles that people gave me with a whole lot of sugar and caffeine in that. That just woke me up, and happy days from there.
Good.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back again.
Good. Still the legendary Sammy Maxwell now, we can say. Need to get a bit of an idea about how your day was today.
It was good for the first, 2 hours maybe. I was feeling good, and I was like, man, you know, riding the descents real well, dropping the girls, and then kind of keeping distance, and then we got to, the cliff feed zone, I turned back and Josie was on my wheel and I was like, oh no. And then half an hour later I cracked so hard, scrambled egg cracking everywhere.
Yeah. Have you got a sort of pilot of your day, of your ride today?
Yeah, no brains. Yeah. I don't remember doing that last year.
Okay.
So I reckon No Brains was a sick track.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was definitely my favourite.
Anita, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm really
you're
good.
Smiling.
Yeah,
that's
good. I did the splits under the gantry, so I'm happy.
Holy Toledo, this is impressive.
I liked the day. At about 90 kilometres, I was really, really struggling and ready to quit. And then I had a goo and I went past one of those shot boxes and I threw it and it landed bullseye and into the bin.
Straight in, yeah. Good job.
I was pretty happy with it.
Akamila, have you done this before or anything like this before?
Never done anything like this before. I'm not sure I'll ever do anything like it.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Hey, good team. Look at that. Waka 100. Job done. Do we do a high five?
Oh, what a way to go. Welcome, everybody, to the Isuzu Waka 100 podcast, brought to you, of course, by Team CP, your endurance coaching specialists.
Yep.
And of course, Isuzu and Waka. And what a weekend we've just had. This is our final episode of the 2023 Waka season, mate.
Listen to this, you rattling with
Can you hear me? two medals. Look, I'm just going to come straight out with it and say, two medals. Went for one. Where is that? The 50. Went for the 50. And got the 25.
Got the 25 as well.
Hey, pretty stoked.
I forgot my medals, but I've still got a Waka 100 drink bottle. It looks like it's been used as well, so I'll claim that.
Where are your medals?
Well, they're on the medal table at home.
On
the medal. So on the hanging middle. Up. It's all official.
Okay. Good. Good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was stunning. What a great weekend. And the weather was amazing. The people were great. The courses were running fantastic. We just had a really, really good weekend. It was awesome.
Rotorua turned it on. Turned it on for Labor Weekend 2023. Yep. What an event.
Yeah, great event. And just, haven't got
nothing like it, just good stuff to say about it. Awesome.
You know, it was definitely one of those events where when you were there,
yep,
you ran into just so many people that you knew from the biking world, from all of our travels of doing things over the way, and just talking to everybody. Nobody had a bad thing to say.
Absolutely.
I mean, how could you?
Well, that's exactly right. And just amazing to be able to share it with a fantastic crew of people. I was really fortunate to share it with my daughter, Bella, that we rode the 25 together, which was awesome. And I did the 50 for the first time. I'd done the 100 and the 100 miler. And how good was it to actually, like for me, to ride hard and rather than sort of coax things down and hopefully to stay in one piece?
How did that go for you riding hard?
Not very good. The level of enthusiasm versus the level of skills was outweighing. At least three times. Got found out. And how did it go for you, actually? It's a good question. So the 50, I think you stayed rubber side down, but the 25, what happened there?
Hey, look, we've got a lineup of people that want to be on our show tonight. But
did you crash on the 25?
Let's give you the quick rundown. The 50K, the off-the-couch 50, did get a couple of quick training rides in, had to rely on some old memory about how to suffer.
Natural ability?
No natural ability. There's never been any of that. I did have to remember how to suffer. I got in the box a few times and had to just tough it out. Unfortunately, had no leg strength, so I couldn't actually climb a hill. I just had to spin. So I did watch and appreciate every person that went past me that had done some training.
Yeah,
and went,
good
on you for doing some training.
Yes.
And then I watched as the race plates changed color.
Yes.
Oh, so let's get that right. I went off. Thank you, Tim. Tim Farmer, thank you for wave number one, mate.
Yeah,
great spot. But watch the number plates change colour, and then a while later, I watch them change colour again as the next wave comes through.
That.
But you know, look, all in all, we made it. It was great. It was absolutely great, and I actually feel really good for doing it.
Yeah, good. And that's the thing, is it just fizzes you up to want to do more.
Stayed upright. Never had a couple of massive scary moments. I was going to the hospital, I tell you, but managed to get away with it. Nailed the creek jump, Rich. Nailed the creek jump.
That's good. Yeah. And have I got my video for the creek jump?
No.
Probably not. I'm not joking.
Not even a photo.
It's funny how you seem to edit that out every time. I don't know how that works, but no, that's good. How good? Great fun.
But you're right. Had the most funniest over the handlebars in Grindr while we were doing the 25 with your daughter and things. It was a bit funny.
I didn't, like, I was quickly trying to get the camera out and didn't quite happen in time. You bounced back to your feet quicker, but it was definitely had one heck of a splat. Behind me. What the hell was going on back there? It's great to see. Which was funny because it was exactly the same spot that I smacked straight into the tree the day before. Mm. So, yeah, we've got a little soft spot for that particularly. Yeah.
Anyway, the CP media team left its mark in Grindr, that's for sure.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Tim and Belinda, I think they're sitting back there in the studio, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look,
let's bring them on.
Let's crack into this. We've got so many people.
Absolutely.
Hey, here they are.
How are we going, team?
Hey.
How good.
Have we caught up any sleep? Where are we at on our sleep status at the moment?
Belinda has.
Tim's still fizzed up.
We've still been out on the trails, I think, last day today. So, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, good job.
How do they look after 3,000-odd people have been across them? How do they look now? Ridden?
Yeah, it's really good, apart from all the gel cases. It's the worst we've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only negative of the whole weekend is the riders themselves dropping all their gels. There's literally hundreds of them. We've pretty much driven every road and pretty much driving every trail now, riding every trail. Can't drive them. Angus wishes you could, but you can't. But now what's really cool is the shot boxes that the rubbish bins on the side of the track that we have, they probably have 40, 50 kilos worth of gel cases in them.
Mm.
So there's some gel companies out there doing some good marketing because there's a lot of gels out there.
So the biggest walker ever participant wise, how many people did we have in the end?
Had a touch over 3,000. So haven't had a chance to look at the final numbers, but yeah, it was over 3,000 entered.
Yep. And also four national champions crowned as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a bit of a mixture this year, so some new ones. So, which is kind of cool, and quite cool to see Lachlan get up and win the Eliminator. I don't know if you guys can remember the old four cross days where that guy did the big overtake on the wall ride to win.
And I was standing right there when he launched that thing. Because what was that, in like the semis or something? Wasn't actually in the final, was it?
Oh, there was a few launches, but that one, I think he overtook two or three riders in maybe the semis or the quarters.
Yeah, something like that. I just happened to be standing right there and the thing just bottomed out when he hit. And I was just like, whoa, he just come from nowhere out of the sky. Yeah.
Literally.
Yep, yep. And in the Josie Wilcox and Craig Oliver getting up for the 100K event, winning a national jersey too.
Yeah, good to see Craig get up and I think maybe his first XC national champs title, maybe. I could be corrected. Somebody watching will probably drop a comment. And then Josie's gone, equaled the women's record. So we might see Kim Hurst come back for Devil at the 100 next year. We could probably ask her a bit later on whether she's going to try and
She's smiling in the background. I can see in the background and she's smirking. She's not nodding, but she's not shaking her head either.
Oh, you know, Kim's always up for a challenge.
Yeah, good stuff.
Easily talked into stuff, Tim, isn't she? So I know how that feels.
And Sammy Maxwell got another national title as well.
Yeah, I think for all of the, yeah, Sammy's race is awesome, but I think for all of those elite athletes that have been riding overseas, their season was mental this year.
Yeah.
I'm surprised any of them had anything left in the tank to get around the 100K course, to be fair. So we saw probably the standout ride for me was Caleb Botcher. Came in fourth overall and third in the Nationals. He's had quite a heavy hand of COVID recently and then pretty much came back and buried himself in that race. So I was pretty impressed by his rider. He'll be one of our champions one day.
Yeah. Yeah, I chatted him afterwards. He was absolutely just stoked with his day, just as his whole season hadn't gone to plan, and he was absolutely fizzed up that he managed to actually put a performance down that he was going to be proud of, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice work. And you had a few different countries arriving to do the Waka this year as well?
Yeah, there's quite a few. The ones that come off the top of my head, obviously, Yuki from Japan, and there's quite a few other Japanese riders end up entering. I don't know whether they were domestically here or came in internationally, but they had logged Japan as their country.
Yep.
New Caledonia, Australia, Gore, America, Canada. And I think there's a couple of European countries in there too. We're still ruined. I can speak for the crew as well. We've pretty much been going home and like falling asleep. I know Arnie fell asleep with a bag and boots on the couch the other day. So. Big ups to Arnie. She'll be listening.
Yeah, going hard.
Apparently, it's your new bed socks is just steel cap boots.
Yeah. So. You're good to go the next morning pretty quickly, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Big time. Ready to roll. What about you, Belinda? What was your highlight of the weekend?
Hopefully, you can hear me. I'm just trying to share Tim's mic. Yeah, cool. So I've got three highlights. Definitely the kids' race. Like, that was phenomenal. You had the top athletes. They were wearing their jersey of significance, and some of the parents were buzzing out, and some of the kids actually knew who some of them were. So the kids just out there doing it, smiles, and just ripping it up. That was really awesome. The other thing was after the Myla prize giving, Yoki obviously did the Myla, and he came second, and he was surprised by a second. And I just said to him, how was your guided tour of the forest? And he's like, honestly, that was the best ride ever. And I was just like, whoa, that's like huge for Rotorua. You know, like, we know it's a beautiful place to ride, but yeah, from somebody from Japan who's, yeah, a top athlete, to say that was pretty incredible. And probably there was no dry eyes. The last mile of home, I think his name, Nathan, I think he's on tonight.
Yeah.
That was a highlight, just seeing him, like, he was so proud of himself and we were all proud of him and he was just making us all cry. And it was just like, you've had that goal, you've trained hard and you've done it. And it's just like, job done. It's just like, yeah, so stoked for him.
So good. Yeah. Brilliant. That's awesome, isn't it? And what happens now? What happens for the entries? If people are fizzed up about this podcast and following along, when entries open, what happens for the Enduro crew?
Yeah, cool. So a couple of changes to next year. The Myla is hibernating. It'll come back on our 20th anniversary event. So 2026, you'll see the Myla return. We'll come up with a really good course for our 20th anniversary, and then it'll probably disappear again after that. So it'll be a pop-up miler. What happens is entries open at 12 p.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of November, so next Wednesday. And as normal, they're basically on-demand entries, so there is a limited number that are discounted, et cetera, et cetera. And they normally go in the first 24 hours. So probably see 1,000 riders plus enter in 24 hours, which is kind of exciting. And I know there's a few people already sending their emails in and asking when entries open, so it's going to be pretty cool. So weekend
it's
later,
it's clearly just long enough to have forgotten about the pain and suffering they've just been through.
Right? We're giving you a couple of extra days, so it's a year and a week next year. Yeah. I think it must be a leap year or something where we drop back 1 month, one week. So it's 25, 27 of October next year. No excuses, cool. Angus.
Yeah. 53 weeks to race day.
Got some time to train this time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'll wait for the screenshot to confirm. And
Just reinforcing what Belinda said, I think. Big shout out to all those elite riders that rode with the kids. The elites often get a bit of crap at events, and, you know, everybody accuses, you know, says, oh, you know, our entry fees just support the elites. But those elite riders did not have to be there. And, you know, they were jumping off their bikes and helping them up things like, you know, Ben Oliver was sitting on the side of the track cheering them on, and they're helping them get over tree roots and stuff like that. So, awesome to see. And it's pretty awesome for us to create that annual event where all mountain bikers come together in New Zealand. So, you know, we had the downhillers there. There was enduro riders there. I think Joe Nation was racing. You know, Lewis Hamilton and Jesse and the Eliminator getting to the finals. So, it's kind of cool to be able to create that one event in New Zealand where we all get together and hang out. So
cool.
Yeah, not everybody's racing every day. So
that's right. And a big, big thank you and a well done to all the volunteers that helped actually make this this show happen. It's a big job, obviously, you guys sort of managing where everyone needs to be and what jobs they need to do. But it's hard yards being out there. And it was hot too on Saturday, especially, wasn't it?
Yep. We even had volunteers from overseas, which is kind of cool. And so we got some, there's three old ladies out of a rest home at the top of a hill too, so
which we might get to something.
Yeah,
is that the segue?
No, you're a bit early for the segue. Actually, they're still on their Zimmer frame trying to get to the studio at the moment.
Yeah,
they might be asleep.
How was the merch sales, Belinda? There was plenty of people walking through the merch tents when I saw it there. There must be a few people out there donning, proudly wearing their Waka shirts.
Yeah, definitely. So I took the feedback on from last year and had merch open all weekend. Definitely paid off, and people were wanting those finisher shirts. And then we're just doing a 48-hour, so you got until
tomorrow
morning to get your finisher shirt ordered, and then they'll get sent out next week. So, yeah.
Cool. Good job. Awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, guys. Well done for all the hard yards you put in. And hopefully you're going to be able to put your feet up at some point and just reflect on a job well done. We definitely enjoyed it. And I know, everyone had a blast. So congratulations. And let's share some stories about the Waka 100 2023, shall we?
Thank you so much for everything you do, for putting this event on and having us a part of it as well.
Yeah.
Just a quick question for Angus.
Oh, yeah.
How many different plate colours did you see go past you? Did you get all the way back to the kids' ones on the 5K?
I don't know where it stopped. No, definitely wave one, two. Definitely wave three, I think. But
the serious question. How did you go over the bars and grinder?
Should we just move along?
You got a photo of that one?
No, I was at the very top.
I was trying
to
get the photo, but he was up too fast.
I was at the very top, stalled, waiting for, because Richard had gone down. Bells was following his daughter, and I was busy telling her she needs to go over the hump around the tree, and I sort of just stalled up there, just slowing down, giving her room, and the tire must have just hit a tree root, and it just flipped me out of the bike with a guy right behind me.
What was actually happening? Bells was sending it. He was trying to keep up. He's like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to keep up. He's like, oh, poof. Oh, that just happened. Yeah.
There's
the way I heard it, I didn't see it, but I heard it that way. Yeah.
Hey,
well done.
See you later.
You're same.
Thank you, team. Thank you.
Nice work.
Jolly good. Jolly good.
Let's roll along.
Where are we going?
We're going,
mate?
To Kim Hurst.
Waka Miler, Kim Hurst. Come on in, Kim, all the way from Queenstown tonight.
Hey. Yeah, great to be here. I thought the segue of the old lady chit chat was then nicely to me. So thanks, guys.
Now, no.
Thanks.
Now, no, because if I call you an old lady, that makes me an old man. So we won't do that.
Just move along. Move along. How was your know the Wacker? You've ridden it lots. You're top of the podium, and again, you're in amongst that miler. How was it for you this year? How was the course riding? How was the event as a whole?
Yeah, well, my highlight was coming back. My first Wacker was 2012, I snuck ahead of Annika, so she got her own back on me on Sunday. And I remember 90 of us in that same start-finish area, very different vibe, still epic riding, still incredible trails. But just to see where the race has come has been, I was so impressed and so blown away. So well done to Tim and Belinda and their team, because that is super, super impressive. I was quite vocal in the during my peak in the mid 2010s to late 2010s. A few people may know, or a few people aren't just quite that old. But part of that was really talking about the need for us to have more races with profile for homegrown riders and for that next generation to step through and to have titles that riders can take overseas. So tick, tick, tick. Well done. Like, bloody incredible.
Nice work. And what was the toughest part of the Wacker for you this year? Was there a real, how did you go?
Oh, the toughest part was actually on Saturday in the kids race, you know,
keeping up.
Our wee man had set his goal quite a few months out. He's only 5 and he wanted to do 5 kilometers, and that's a long way to go when you're little and you've only just got your bike with gears on it a few weeks before. And he absolutely smashed it, loved the event, and took his medal into school today to humble brag toward his mates, and has already set himself the goal of the 10k by the time he's 7. So that was the toughest bit, was keeping him paced and going through stuff.
Yeah,
and so I like that he wants to come back, because that means you've got to come back as well.
Oh, a big highlight for me was coming back. COVID as a healthcare professional was pretty bloody hard going, and I haven't done a race for a little while, and I think I haven't been back to Rotorua for 5 or 6 years. The trails are still as amazing as I ever remembered, but there's something really magic about that forest. And hearing Yuki talk about how he felt just riding there, and then Corey, who is, you know, knows all the trails in Canada, which has some of the world's best riding, saying this is, you know, BC bike, half a BC bike race in one day. You can't really get better than that.
Yeah, so good, so good. What would you pass on to others thinking about considering this event to go and do? Like, what, any learnings that you took away from the event this year?
So my learnings were definitely around sometimes your ego wants a little bit more than your body's prepared to give. So around that 60k mark, I decided that if Annika was able to stomp on those pedals and push that gear quite as well as she was, then she deserved to take that home. And when you're out there, actually, there's a whole load of people who are just wanting to finish and complete this challenge that they've set themselves. So it actually becomes less of a race and more of a camaraderie and getting everyone together and finishing together. And it was nice as a miler rider to be catching some of the 100k riders, but it was even nicer that they were actually, you know, cheering you on just as much and really excited that you were smashing your goal while they were doing theirs. So I think my piece of advice for everyone, if they're thinking, oh, do I really want to do it or can I do it, is if you can, probably Wacker is the place to challenge yourself, because the vibe is spot on. And
there's lots of different levels within that as well, isn't it? It doesn't need to be the 100th. It's so good that, the as you say, 5, 10, 25, 50.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And set yourself up for that personal challenge rather than pitting yourself against other people. That said, of course, if Goss lines up for 100k next year, then I will absolutely be racing against them.
Ah, that's fantastic. Write that down.
You'll be absolutely you'll be absolutely fine all on your own, kid.
Let's put a vote down. If you're watching right now, who wants to see that? I want to see that.
Yeah, I reckon everyone wants to see that. You know, that's
this podcast gets me in nothing but bloody trouble. I tell you.
Well done, Kim. Well played. That's good. I think we're moving along. Are we Angus?
I've got
that?
Two medals, you know. Did you wear them? Save one to next year.
Did you wear it to school today? Yeah, no. I'm sure he did. He hasn't taken them off since.
Hey, Kim, thank you very much. How good. Like, it was good to see you back. You know, you've been a big part of New Zealand mountain biking since you've been here in New Zealand, obviously. And was good to see you back in the forest and being a part of Waka Waka, as we just keep saying, is something special. It's something absolutely out there. Nothing else like it in our country. And fuck, it is good to be a part of it, eh?
That's exactly right.
See you next year. So
you can, hey? See you next year.
See you next year.
I have to buy myself a cargo bike and do some training on that. It seems to do the wonders, doesn't it?
Well, you got to, parent life is an interesting one. You certainly got to let go of some of the things that you really want to control and accept that you're not going to be able to do everything exactly the way you want to do it, because there are a couple of other little humans that have other ideas on that. But that cargo bike is a bloody good way to get a fair amount of base in the legs and super fun too. Like, the kids absolutely love it.
We need a box on, but I've got a question. How many Ks has that cargo bike done now?
18,000.
Boom. 18,000. That's got to be the furthest traveled cargo bike in New Zealand, I bet.
Well done. Well done. Good job, Kim. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you on the start of the 100 by the sounds of it next year. Good job.
Cheers.
See you, Kim.
See ya.
Good. Hey, do you know what? I was just thinking, one of that, my highlights was actually the 25.
Yeah.
And how cool that race was. How cool the start was with all the young people and mums and dads and
that's
things.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But how good was it that we got to ride that one with Bells? Because that was bloody impressive. Mm-hmm. She rode so well.
Yeah.
But two, our high five collection that we got while we were out there, able to just cruise around or make it try and look like I was cruising while Bells was dropping me up the hill.
Yeah.
And collect some high fives. I don't know. How many did you collect in the end?
I think it was one more than you, whatever it was. It was a lot, though, wasn't it? It was good. Bells had to wait for us once. We got a little bit distracted by the high fives that we're giving to the kids. Sorry, Bells. But, it was hooper fun, isn't it? Just cheering that vibe. It was pretty awesome to get amongst it.
Sure was.
Let's carry on. Nathan Moreland.
Yeah, Nathan. What a story, Nate.
Fantastic. How good. You train hard. I've the pleasure of coaching you. We've been working together for number of years now, and this was your first time in riding in Rotorua in the forest. You do a lot of riding. You're prepared really well, but the Rotorua forest is a bit of a different beast, isn't it?
Yeah, no, ignorance is bliss, to be fair. Seriously, like if I'd probably, I know now, if I knew now what I knew then, I probably wouldn't have gone. It was nuts. It was insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah.
So talk us through it. Why was it insane? Just the level of the technicality of the trials?
I remember you saying to me probably a last chat, and you go, you're going to be sweet, but the only thing I'm slightly concerned about is you with the techie stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I'd said to you, my only real recon had been stuff on, I'd watch YouTube videos.
Okay.
So, and those guys make it look really easy, you know. The techie side of it, you just get into the, like you said, you just sort of get into the hurt box a little bit, and but what an amazing event. You know, and the guys have said about the forest and things like that, and you know, starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, and seeing that place wake up and the sun come up, it was just amazing. And it certainly wasn't for me. It wasn't a race. It was really an event. And it was a big day out, and you know, you'd left by the time I got home, Richard. I didn't want to bring that up, but it's almost a bit of a running joke now that we still haven't met in person. It's just, I saw Tim. Tim. I said to Tim, "Oh, is Richard around?" He goes, "Oh no, he's gone, mate."
You could have doubled me home. I should have waited, then you could double me home on your bike.
Good one, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Gutted, mate. You let me down.
Was there ever any doubt that you weren't going to make it? Where were you in the continuum of like, uh-oh?
No, I think there was probably a couple of times where it was, it got a little bit darker than other spots. I think the main one was when I realised we were doubling back and doing climbs that we'd already done. Mm. You know, I think frontal and. Yeah. There's a couple other ones there, and there's probably right near the end, and I can't remember what trail it was, but yeah, you go into them, and there's a grade five on the sign, and I just went, "You are kidding me!"
Oh.
Yeah, because by that stage, my arms, everything was shot. You know, I had the sweeping crew with me, the guy, and they were awesome. Like the guys, I mean, they were probably with me I was the last miler out there for probably 2.5 hours. And those guys were fantastic. I mean, they got me home. I can't speak highly enough of how those guys helped out. You know, they were awesome.
So good. What did it mean to you to make the finish line at the end?
As Belinda said, I did tear up a little bit. I got to that finishing straight, and I just went, you know, you sort of think, oh, how good is it? And then got over it, and it was just like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did get a bit emotional about it. As I said, it's an awesome, awesome event. And it's funny, like you do something like that. And one of the things that actually annoyed me a little bit throughout the process was people saying, why are you doing it?
In the lead up to it.
You're stupid. What an idiot. And that sort of pissed me off a little bit, to be fair. And it wasn't actually until I got up to Rotorua and you started talking to people and they were like, started saying, what are you doing? The 100 or the 50 or whatever. I said, I'm doing the miler. And they go, oh, fantastic. How good's that? And it was that whole, as the other guys have said, just that idea of the community and, sort of getting carried along and people just helping you out. Like, you know, I did the old over the handlebars probably 3 times as well. Blew my knee out a little bit. And I was at one stage on the trail and I don't know the guy's name, but I was sort of obviously battling a bit. And he goes, I was sort of ferreting around my bag and he said, what do you want? I said, look, I'm after some painkillers. And he goes, just hang on a minute. And he had his bag there and he whipped out a couple of, you know, I won't say what they were. But it was great. It was awesome. And yeah, that was, and away he went again. But everyone was like that, you know, from the nanas or whatever it was. It was just so cool, you know, and even the, you know, you see the elite guys, you know, literally flying past and you're just going, oh my God. It's so cool to watch them and you just think, wow, that's amazing what those guys do too. But and even talking to some of the guys, you know, throughout my race who, you know, unfortunately didn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that you think about those guys too and you know, what a, you know, all this training and everything that they'd been through. And I guess that for me was, you know, I never got to a point where I was not going to finish. I think even if they tried to pull me off the course, I would have told them to get stuffed.
Apart from taking a couple of unknown drugs from a stranger in Rotorua on the side of the trail, not recommended, everybody. What else did you have in your bag of tricks? Like when you were really in that thing, did you have anything? Any sort of secret in your bag of tricks there you could pull out and give yourself a pick me up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty bloody minded, to be honest. I'm pretty stubborn and I sort of, I don't know. I mean, time, it was funny. I said to my wife after I'd finished, like the time was actually completely irrelevant. Like it just meant nothing. You know, you sort of just turning pedal stroke after pedal stroke. And yeah, you know, Richard asked before about were there times where I wanted to flag it, and you know, there probably were only one or two in that whole, you know, it's 14 hours and 10 minutes or something. tell Tim I got my money's worth out of that.
But it's
just one of those things. I mean, that's why I guess, you know, you got the elite guys as well, but I almost see it as a bit of a badge of honour, kept pulling up the rear of the field and finishing it off. And I said to my kids, like, because I teach as well, and sort of back at school last couple of days, and as I've been hobbling around the classroom and stuff, and you know, and I said to them, look, I've never ever been so proud of coming dead last.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's not last because you finished.
Like, oh yeah, no, exactly. But that was just, yeah. You know, but 10, 15 years ago, that would have annoyed me. It would have, it would have annoyed me. But it's, yeah, it's just really cool. And you know, thanks to obviously Rich as well for the work you do and the guidance you give me and things like that. And I mean, I was actually quietly happy when Tim said they were going to put the Mylar on the back burner, which means they don't have to try and do it again.
Well, I've been thinking about that, Nathan. Yes. I've been thinking about that. Jason's been, and Matt, they've been commenting away here about not being there. But mate, and there were a few that did this. In fact, there's one that did the 50 and the Mylar, actually, yeah, to be fair. But all I'm saying is that the 50 will be there on the Saturday. The 100 will be there on the Sunday. You're pretty darn close. If you ride from town to the start on one of those days, you're pretty close to the Mylar anyway.
That's right.
Mm. Mm. Oh, it's definitely an option. Yeah. It sounds alright.
We'll have the unofficial Mylar, will we? Is that how we'll do this?
12 months out, it sounds all right.
Yes. Yeah, he's obviously starting to already forget about what's happened on Sunday.
Oh, well,
congratulations, mate. That is an absolutely outstanding effort. 160 kilometres, 14 hours of absolute fun times in the Rotorua Forest. Before we go, are you still looking at your mountain bike? Are you ready to get back on it, or is it parked in the corner of the garage?
It's still in the box.
Probably where it belongs.
It's in the garage. The gravel box coming. I've got the Edition Zero gravel race at the end of November. So that's there. When I catch up, I've got to catch up with Rich on Friday. So we'll start the mission towards that.
Absolutely. Well, we will see you at Edition Zero then. How about that?
Looking forward to it.
That'll be good to catch you there.
Well done, Nathan.
No trails on there. All right, guys. Thanks, gents.
That's guys. Awesome. Thanks, well, Nathan. See ya. Tim's just commenting in here now saying that actually the 50K is 52.7 kilometres. The 100 is actually 107.9. We can call that the Mylar.
Just like that. How good.
How good. How good.
Plus 350 metres in the Eliminator time trial prologue.
Oh, yeah. True. And you've got 1,200 metres in the 50 and 3,000 in the Hyundai. So there's 4,200 metres of climate. Sounds like a good weekend. Hey, just before we go to our next one, to everybody out there, again, it's been an honour that we've been able to be a part of this. But don't forget, give some feedback. If you want to see us two clowns back for another season next year for another Waka 100 podcast, I suggest you give Tim and Belinda some honest feedback. No, don't give them the honest feedback. Give them the other one. We're throwing that in there. They're glued to their television. So anyway, let's move on. Enough about us. Let's move on. Yep. Just trying to secure us a job again for next year, mate.
Yep. Justin Roper. Justin did 50, and he's also one of the fantastic crew that helped put this thing together as well. So Justin, how are you getting on? You spent the weekend with Tim.
Spend the weekend with Tim, that's always questionable, but it's good. It's their team, Tim and Belinda, and the whole team, just awesome people to work for. If you need anything, it's done. Yeah, you know, no question's a dumb question, even though I do ask a lot of them.
What was your role in the event working?
So on Thursday it was venue support. So I normally start on a Tuesday, on a Tuesday or Monday, but because of people being away at my day job, I had to start a bit later. So I got some pretty massive FOMO happening the week leading up to it. So I helped Tim out on the course on Wednesday night, and then I was venue support on Thursday, and then I ended up doing data entry on Friday for the Eliminator. Saturday I raced, so I was out. And Sunday, venue support, and also the Waka 100 miler 10K start line 2IC as well.
Okay,
what a jack of all trades.
Jeepers, it's busy. And they also did the 50 and amongst that as well. That's a pretty busy weekend. Yeah.
That's how you get out of having to work Saturday.
Yeah. Get to ride instead.
So you quickly enter first. Like it.
Yeah.
And what was it like sort of being on the, like you're used to sort of working at this event, but also to ride it? That would be pretty cool for yourself and get across the finish line.
Yeah, it was awesome seeing the other side of it. Obviously seeing all the hecklers on the side of the track and guys yelling out the rugby score and spectators, and which was good.
Did you give Angus a tap on the bum as you went past him?
No, I didn't actually. I should have.
Did you pass me? That's the question. I was trying to get like a dollar for out of Richard for every person that didn't pass me was what I was trying to get.
So sorry, Angus, I didn't even notice you.
That's not unusual. I normally go around unnoticed, mate. You worry.
Yeah, you would have heard him though. Where's that guy? Is he okay? Awesome. And have you got a tip for someone else lining up for the 50? Turning up to be part of this event from yourself, Justin?
To be part of the event, just do it.
Yep.
Whether you're working it or gonna participate, just hit that button and do it. Worry about the problems afterwards.
That's a good option. Yeah, just push enter and then figure out how later. I do like that. And why do you keep you've been involved for a number of years? Why do you keep coming back? What is it for you?
Just the community, community side of things. Just the team spirit, just everything, and also it's a bit of a. Bit of a change to my normal job as well. It's real hands-on and busy, and it's just always something going on.
Good. Do you need to read out that last comment that's just popped up?
Who's Randall, Justin?
Randall?
Before I read it,
He's one of the team members, Randall's awesome.
This guy Justin proves people who ride bikes are just more handsome and more interesting.
Oh, stop it, Randall.
a good little fan club there, eh? Justin, thank you so much, A, for coming on, B, for being such a good bugger and putting so much time and effort, obviously taking time out of your normal job to be a part of the Waka 100, for all of us, that people like you make it so that all of us can come and ride. But most of all, congratulations, mate, from doing the 50-kilometre on Saturday. It's such an awesome result. Yeah. Did you hand yourself the medal, or did you let somebody else do that?
No. It was my day off, so I had to let somebody else put it on my neck. Just saying that, it's everybody in the team. They all make a difference, and especially the main people at Enduro events who are full time there. They're just amazing. They're like family, and it's just an awesome crew to work with. Mm-hmm. And my daughter came down and she decided to do a bit of volunteering as well. And they welcomed her, and she enjoyed it. She wants to come back.
Very good.
Well done, Justin.
Again, thanks for coming on. Thanks for everything you do, and see you next year.
Absolutely.
Good job.
That's what Tim asked me to. Tim and Belinda had said, "Can you ask Justin? Can you just throw that in there? Will we see you next year?" And that's all they needed to know. Good job, mate.
Absolutely.
Well done. Thank you, Justin.
Look at that. Yep. Oh, man, what a show.
What a show. That 50K, as you mentioned, it's a good event. Like, it's I've ridden the 100-miler last year and the 100K a couple of times. But the 50K, I was like, oh, it's grade three. It's like, it will be a bit less than that. But it was full on, wasn't it? And so good. There's so much in it. And the harder you ride it, the trickier it gets.
It is actually almost the perfect race.
I would go back and do the 50 again.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I was thinking too. But
you have to do the 50 and 100 now because you already signed up for that. Oh, yeah, God.
That equals, no. Come on, no.
The kids race maybe on Saturday. Oh, is that right? And then possibly.
Yeah. How about Bex? How about we talk to Bex instead of us? Right. How about that? So it sounds like a much more intelligent idea is to talk to you, Bex. How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hey there. Hey, this is the first time you did the 100. You've done a bunch of road riding before and just sort of recently picked up the mountain biking. How was this whole 100K gig and trying to concentrate and hold onto your bike and make sure it didn't get away from you?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous about the downhill sections.
Yep.
But then I felt like the downhill actually turned out to be the most fun bit, which is kind of funny. But I think there's nothing like a race, especially a long race, for leveling up your skills. Like
yes.
Starting at the end, like pretty nervous, then through the middle, getting a bit more confident. And then by the end, I was just so tired. I was just like, oh, whatever, I'm just going for it. See what happens.
Yeah, I can't think about it too much.
Just seen it.
That's awesome, isn't it? So good. So it was actually a skills clinic, a 100K skills clinic that you took
I
on
think,
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you find yourself following other people, like just following their lines at all? Was that part of it as well? They're going down it, so I should be able to too?
Yeah, I tried to. It was mostly like people coming past me on the downhill though. It was kind of funny, like they'd come past me on the downhill and then, because I'm more of a road cyclist, I've got like pretty good uphill fitness, so I'd pass them on the uphill and they'd be like, oh, hi again, Bex.
Back again.
See you on the downhill in a few minutes.
See you soon. Yeah, keep running the uphill. That's good. And since you hadn't done a huge amount of downhill, did you end up doing the over the handlebars like both Angus and I did, or kiss any trees, do any hugging of trees, etc.?
I did have one fall, but it was on like the most innocent corner ever. Just brain turned off for a second. I was like, what? Why have I fallen off here?
Yes, and that's what happens, doesn't it? It often happens in the sort of bits you're not quite concentrating quite as much.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And what was the vibe out there like for you? Obviously, there was a whole bunch of people around you that you sort of probably got to know quite well over the course of the day.
It was a really good vibe. Like, I'd actually been nervous for probably a week or two before and like asking people who'd done it before, is it crowded on the trails? I just had this image of like 20 people behind me shouting like, let me pass. But it was not like that at all. Like, it spread out really quickly. And then the people who did want to come past were really nice. Yeah.
Yep.
It was just, really good vibes, like everyone else said.
What was your time, Bex?
8 hours 19.
Oh, that's nice. Pretty handy. That is pretty handy.
That's good. You're obviously going very well on the uphill.
What was your expectation?
I thought maybe about 8 hours. So I was probably a bit slower than I thought. But
they tell me the course
it's
107 is running
K's. Anyway, yeah, exactly. It's not 100K. So that's half the trouble, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's awesome. And will you be back for another go at it?
Yeah, I feel like as soon as I finished and I was talking to my boyfriend, I was like, I'm never doing this again. And then the morning later we were leaving and I was like, I think I want to do it again.
Yeah, so good. And so is there any learnings that you take from this experience into next year, since you're going to sign up in a week or so's time, by the sounds of it?
I want to get out there and practice some more downhill. Just hit those trails a bit more before coming back. I think that's where I can make most gains.
And did you get to the fact of this mountain bike, this downhill bit was fun? Or was it still like, oh, God, I'm nervous? By the time you got to the end, had a smile on your face?
Yeah, smile on my face at the finish.
Yeah, good job. At the finish, but on the downhill bits, though?
Oh, some of the downhills I was enjoying.
And a grimace is very close to a smile sometimes, isn't it?
Did you ever get to the point where I don't want to go downhill anymore, just from all the vibrations or anything like that?
Nah, I was still having a good time. Yeah, I think I was actually more tired of the uphill, which is funny.
Yeah. How did you go at the creek jump at the end?
Oh, no, I didn't do it. I wimped out.
Did you try and ride through the creek?
No, I fully got off.
Okay, right. That's so probably option. Because you've been watching the podcast closely, and most weeks you see me how not to do it.
Even the experts can't do it.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, Bex. And any sort of tips or anything else to give to others that are looking at doing this for the first time, Waka 100?
Yeah, I think just do it.
Yep. Just sign up, figure it out how, and just, as you say, it's a skills clinic. You get better and better the more trails you ride.
Yeah, and it's a great day out, like such a good atmosphere. Yep. Like everyone else said, if you want to do it, I think this is the race to give it a go. Cool, see what you've got.
So 1st of November, everybody, on the 1st of November, just do it. That's what we're saying. Get on the
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is the time to just do it.
Well done. Well done. Hey, well done, Beck. Stoked to hear that you did so well and stoked that you enjoyed the event as well. And well done for still smiling at the finish line, because that's a big job.
Thank you.
You've done well. Good stuff. Thanks for joining us. Good.
Bye.
Thanks, mate.
Ah, still some good chat to come, mate. But I just want to have a wee shout out to a couple of people. Well, actually, there was a few people that didn't finish the old Waka 100. In fact, actually, it'd be interesting to know from Tim and whether he can message us or whatever. But I wonder what the rate is, the attrition rate is of not finishing. But we got a couple of CP athletes that didn't finish. One managed to have two crashes in Tarko a wheel. So that sort of ruled him out. But to Rob Thompson, Rob, if you are listening, watching this, shout out to you, mate. This is two in a row you haven't finished. This time you got an unfortunate stomach sort of bug and got quite crooked out there and had to pull out. So
he's had a bad run. And the year before that, he was doing the Eliminator and was too hot over the jump and landed on the asphalt on the road. So damaged himself. So unfortunately, frontal lobotomy, I think, got him again. That's a spot that he's pulled out again.
So what we can say is third time a charm.
Third time's lucky. I think you've got to be there.
See you there,
Rob.
Come on. See you there, mate. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, where are we going next?
Well, Ash is down there.
Wait a minute, down here. Look at that. Welcome, Ash. How's it going? Here she is. Oh, you're on mute there, Ash. You're on mute.
Can you do a bit of an unmute there, Ash? Let's do it. There we go. There we go. Okay. How we go? How's it going?
Yeah, good. Thank you. I'm holding it down for the Hamilton Bond family. Jayla's made it to bed, and Lewis is not far off.
Good job. Good job. So talk us through your weekends. So you did the 25. What else happened in your family?
Yeah, cool. So it was a big weekend for us, actually. So Lewis did the Eliminator on Friday. So I was a spectator/support crew for that. And then Jayla did her first ever race with the kids 5K on the Saturday, which was amazing. And Lewis was the sweet moto for the 50K. And then come Sunday, I did the 25K while juggling dropping the kids off with grandparents and babysitters. And Lewis was the sweet moto for the 100K, which was, awesome weekend. Just amazing.
Now, I talked to Lewis at the end when he got back in from the 100K. And I didn't actually understand, because I saw him rolling on his – and it's a KTM. Is that what he's riding? Was that what he was riding, maybe?
Yeah, 250 four-stroke for anyone that wants the finer details.
Yeah, so like it's a proper sort of, I don't know, Rebel Romaniacs type sort of enduro-type bike. Yeah. Anyway, I said to him, how much do you actually ride of the course, thinking you must just ride the fire brakes and bits and pieces. And I was blown away to know that he rode that thing on every single...
The whole lot.
No brain. In fact, he said to me that he had never ridden no brains before. So he got the old YouTube out the day and had a little look at YouTube and went, I can send it down there.
Yeah.
That's a big bike there. And nailed the creek jump.
And what I'm really impressed with is just how smooth he must be riding that bike as well, because you don't really notice it unless you're looking for it. Like he's really smooth on the trail, just in terms of the corners and things to not even realize he's even been there on a massive motorbike like that.
Actually, and we don't want to take this away from you, Ash, because we'll talk some more. But I after I said about the creek jump, he said that he jumped the creek and then he went to go out of the creek, and all of a sudden he heard a whole lot of spectators make a bit of noise. So he rolled back out of the throttle again. And so he must have hit the creek, picked up the throttle with a whole lot of water. and all those standing around the creek got a little bit of a drink there for a second.
Which probably is fair. I mean, if you're going to stand there and heckle bike riders, it's probably fair that he does it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, nice for sure. And I think a lot of people think, like, there's a lot of people that we go, oh, Lewis did the sweet moto and he did the lead moto. And I think a lot of people think, oh, that must be so easy, but I think it's actually such a skill to be able to ride a motorbike through those trails and also stay that perfect distance ahead of the elite riders. So yeah, I guess for people that don't know, like a lot of the time the descend tracks are actually faster on mountain bikes than they are on the moto. So especially the technical 100%. Tight bits of the track. So, you know, there's a lot of parts of the race where Lewis has to move quite quickly to get ahead into the descending trails to make sure he allows himself enough time before those elite riders are catching up pretty quick. So it's definitely a skill doing that, but he definitely enjoys doing it, and it's pretty cool experience to get to ride a motorbike, that sort of once a year opportunity to ride that, and he definitely doesn't take that for granted, that's for sure.
Yeah, good job. How was your 25?
It was so fun. I had so much fun. I definitely got roped in a little bit last minute. So, Wide Open and Stan are obviously supporters of the event. And, they came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, Ash, you know, would be keen to have you out there. So, definitely wasn't something that I had lined up. But, definitely stoked and managed to make it work between the babysitters. And, as I said, I'd kind of ridden the weekend off with the kids, just knowing Lewis was going to be out there. But, it was so cool to be a part of it. And just starting out at Tawa just was a really cool vibe. We obviously got to see some of the the milers starting to come through as we were on the start line. And
were you in our wave in wave five? Were you hanging out?
I went wave two. So e-bike is wave one. And then, I was in wave two. And I definitely wasn't prepared for how fast some of those kids were going to go out the start gate either. So they were off like little rockets.
They were. There was a battle for the hole shot in that, first wave.
I know. And then there was a ute driving out and they were sort of all tailgating the ute, and it was all go once we got into the gate by the bottom of Eagle, and off they went. So definitely got humbled by a lot of the upcoming speedy little groms, but it was amazing. And what a cool environment to be in. Even just on that 25k, there were so many people that and I think it's the same for all of the disciplines or the lengths of events. It's like there's always so many people that are just striving for their own personal goals, whether it's to finish it in a certain time, to finish it, to do their longest ever ride, whatever it is. It's just everyone's so supportive of each other and just so supportive of whatever their personal goals are to achieve, which I just think is it just creates such an amazing atmosphere all around.
Yeah, totally agree. You agree with that. And that was really cool. Like for us, like with Bells, we rode the 25 as well, and just to cruise and enjoy it and give a whole bunch of high fives out and just enjoy the event, opposed to sort of having to suffer like we both did the day before.
Yeah. How beautiful is that first section around the lake and things like just so the trail nice. So nice. And it really was.
And
it was just such a cool loop, I feel like, to the 25k. Like I haven't been doing a heck of a lot of riding this year, and you know, I feel like the 25k was just that perfect amount. It was like enough climbing that it felt like a challenge, but it wasn't something that was unachievable. And I think the length of the tracks and the trails that were used, there was just parts of it that was just so awesome. And as you say, the edge around the Blue Lake, the lake was like glistening, and then you had a little bit of a climb, and doing like Jeff's Link down, and then, you know, all along Tor, it was just a real cool variety of everything.
And I think you should stop there, because I don't want to make this too popular, this 25k, because it's like the perfect thing, like the 50 on the Saturday and then a really cool fun 25k on the Sunday. It's like it's an awesome mountain bike weekend way. So I highly recommend the unofficial 75.
I think the other good thing about the 25 is it started like the track was kind of cruisy, wasn't it, early on around that sort of forest loop, and then it kind of got more and more technical as it went on, as you sort of got closer and closer to the finish line.
It was progressive.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good warm-up, definitely. And I think having that balance of like it like there was a little bit of traffic through that feeder track, but I think you know it separated as soon as you got out into the open. Around the other side, it opened up a lot. And I think there was just, as you said, it was just a nice ease into it. And I think it's such a cool event to have, because it's just that for the kids, especially, like that's a really good distance for them to be working towards as they're sort of coming through. And I think something cool too, that families, like there were so many mums and dads with their kids. And I'm like, man, this is just, it's amazing to have that. That's something that parents can do with their kids too.
Yep. So will you be trying to keep up on the 25 next year? with Jonah?
Yeah, I reckon we were upgrading it to the 50.
I reckon I've still got a few years up my sleeve, and I don't think it's going to be long.
Yeah. I guess you got to just make the most of those years.
Amen.
No, well done. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. It's great that the whole family could be part of this awesome event as well. And we look forward to seeing you on the start line of which event next year?
Oh, I don't know. Tim's probably going to jump in here and tell me that I'm the next Hamilton in the family to do the 100, but not quite sure yet. We'll see.
Yeah, I think Angus has got an event entry sort of going free, haven't you?
Yeah, you can have mine. I'm happy in the 50, and it's wherever I will see. Hey, Ash, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to all of your family for being a part of the Isuzu Waka 100 for 2023, and we look forward to seeing you next year.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much for everything, team. And yeah, just congratulations to everyone that finished it or maybe didn't finish it, all the hard work that goes in the lead up to these events. And just, yeah, being out there, it's just amazing. And so stoked for everyone. And yeah, can't wait for next year already.
Good job. Well done.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ash. See ya.
We're working. Our job. We're doing our job.
How's that?
Well, I just see a comment here from Carl McKnight saying, I should stop watching this. FOMO is kicking in to step back up from the 50 to one of the 100 distances.
Ooh, right.
Hey,
okay.
We're doing our job here. We're upselling. We're almost like McDonald's.
I'm just not even sure that it's work, though. That's why I wasn't sure what you were talking about there, because it's so much fun.
We're good. Sort of upselling. Hey.
Talking about fun. Speaking of fun.
Speaking of fun. Hey.
There's been lots of volunteers. What about the pig on the...
The pig and whistle almost. Yeah, exactly. She had a
great job. Megaphone.
Meg was going hard.
Yep.
And I mean, that has been something that Waka has always brought, is some fun and some cool marshals and, which makes such a relief when you're out there, right? When you're out there suffering and you get to a marshal point and they're dressed up or they're
a little bit
making
better,
some noise. And yeah. I actually got to a point, might've been quite early on, and there were a whole lot of riders, just normal spectators had ridden up to a point or whatever. And it was actually two lots across the course, and I get there and it's absolute silent. And I go around the corner and just went, for a big group, you're not making much noise.
Were they stunned like, oh my God, look at him.
Of a sudden, the next few people that came past all got a bit of a cheer as they come past. Hey, let's not procrastinate anymore. They've finally managed to sit themselves down without breaking.
They've had a cup of tea.
They've probably got the Queen's finest china sitting there somewhere. But it's a big welcome to the Nets. Can you see us? Can you hear us? Have you got hearing aids?
Hello. Can you hear us?
How does this thing work? You did well with technology.
You are doing well with your technology.
Can't we? Well, I'm Doris, and this is Ethel, and this is Gladys.
Fantastic. Good to meet you. And how long were you out in the forest? How long did it take you to get to your sort of location?
We were driven there. Yeah, we got a ride this year. So they dropped us off and then they delivered our bikes later on in the morning and we rode out in our costumes.
Fantastic. And I hear it wasn't just sort of chilling out. I feel there was a good vibe going on. There was plenty of dancing and things like that. Was that correct?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a bit of music up there. So we were grooving grannies for a while. Yeah, giving all the riders a hard time. Encouragement. Yes, that's right.
We weren't at all cheeky or inappropriate by any means. Not one bit.
I was just thinking, like, you were driven out there. That wasn't from like the local rest home van. Like, they're not actually still looking for you somewhere, are they?
Well, we were on the bus, weren't we?
Yeah. All the young people are actually riding, so they've kind of come to us to help them out.
Okay. And as a percentage, how much do you reckon you improve performance out there? Is this a performance enhancing situation that you guys are involved in?
Oh, very much so. Very much. Yes. Yep.
Was the speed increasing as you sort of got behind them?
Oh, he's talking about the competitive performance, not ours.
Oh, we're improving every year.
Improving the age. What about the young blokes in Lycra? Did you find any stray young blokes in Lycra or anything?
Did we ever?
There were some lovely young people.
And are you for the shaven legs or the hairy legs?
Oh, well, we like a bit of a beard, don't we? So we think we'd like the hairy legs as well. And there was one or two that had their tops open.
What about mustaches? Do you like mustaches? Are you?
Oh, I like a man with a mustache.
you must do the hands with it, Jim.
Oh, look, you three are absolutely fabulous. And every year bring another whole dimension to this race. I reckon Tim should probably have you on the payroll there, to be fair, or at least be helping with your options.
We looked for Timothy all day, but we didn't see him.
Or maybe we can organise like a custard square or a club sandwich or something to be delivered out
cup
next time.
Cup of tea. Yeah, that's right. Did you steal any of those hairy legs and beards? Did you take any home or did you let them go?
No, but one of the cheeky riders asked if we were on Tinder, you know.
Was that when you were standing at the top of Grindr?
Quite.
We learned how to touch them, I'm afraid.
None of them wanted to touch us.
Hey, what's next year?
Oh, wait and see. It's always a surprise.
When do you make this decision? Like how far? When did the Nanas come about? How much preparation?
I've got
a whole year to train.
Months. And we change our mind. We might come up with an idea, and then a few months later think, oh no, it's not quite good enough, and we'll rack our brains to try and think of something else and come up with another idea.
Good job. How long have you been involved in this event for?
Like
this?
Over 5 years. I think this is, I saw a Facebook memory of the first year we dressed up as Gloria Vale. That was 5 years ago.
How many times have you done Gloria Vale? Just once?
Twice.
Okay, so one of those years I was definitely there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think before that we might have been around somewhere else on the course. But Tim, you know, wants a bit of fun. He encourages the dressing up. So, yeah.
Yeah, so good.
We're in a good spot up the top of Mauranga there because we see the riders a few times, so that's always good as well.
You haven't thought of dressing down instead of dressing up?
We don't want to put them off. No, we want them to come up the hill and finish.
Dangerous to go up there. What am I doing?
But just to see their reaction when they sort of come around the corner and they're sort of pretty much heads down, the next minute they're sort of a bit of a smile on their face and, you know, some will go through without any reaction, but other ones will come for a high five or a hug.
Yep. The occasional one looks terrified.
Did you chase any? Like you said, you weren't allowed to touch them, but did you chase any?
No,
we could chase, we just couldn't touch.
Yeah. Oh, we did watch them ride away, of course. Yes, lovely. There was one rider riding up the hill and he could see us in the distance giving everyone a hard time and he was holding on to his handlebar with one hand, quickly trying to zip up his top with the other.
How much sherry? I assume you drink sherry, right? Like that would be just
not on the day,
not on the course, not allowed any alcohol on the course.
How much sherry do you think you could that $500 at the Pig and Whistle would get you?
Ooh, I would go top shelf, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say on behalf of the Waka 100, it is actually our privilege, Richard, you don't know I'm just doing this, but it's our privilege to announce that the Nanas are going to take away the $500 Pig and Whistle voucher.
Yay! How about that? Exciting.
Thank you.
Didn't know that.
So a toast to you. Cheers to the Nanas for being such good sports. And the anticipation is building as to what we're going to see next year. It better be good.
No, that's fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for all the enthusiasm and laughs and smiles and helping the riders through. It makes a massive difference, definitely from personal experience as well. So keep doing what you do. You're amazing, and thanks for really bringing this event to life.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, team.
See ya. See ya later. Oh, what a way to almost end our show. We've got a couple of interviews to play, but mate, that is almost us. We are nearly at the end of the of season three of our Waka 100.
Highlight of tonight?
Just everything really, isn't it? Like, well, those nanas, they're bloody funny, aren't they? But I guess the highlight is probably hearing the same story from everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody tells the same story, how goddamn good the Waka 100 is and how good a vibe, how good a weekend they had. It was challenging. It was rewarding. It was fun.
Yep.
It was anything. It ticks every box along the way.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed how Kim and I think Nathan and it happened a few times across the podcast, how people are just doing it for themselves to see if they can do it. And there's lots of different goals going on, but there's also lots of different options of events at lots of levels. Yep. and just go and do it for yourself. And I really enjoyed how a number of our guests talked along those lines.
Did I tell you I got two medals?
Two medals.
Did I mention that?
You did. Two medals. I got three race numbers because did the Eliminator. Did you hear that? Didn't go through though.
Yeah. Well, actually, you were bloody lucky to get a run in the Eliminator. You'd only just flown and managed to get your Air New Zealand flight. Luckily, you'd taken the bike option.
The boost transport bike option there
to get your bike there, and it was already sitting there for you.
Yep.
If you did take up that bike option, transport option, thank you very much for taking up that service. I hope that proved well. We've got some good feedback that it did go well, and I'm happy to say it is going to be an option for next year as well.
Made a massive difference for your bike just to be there and not have to stress to make sure that it was got on the plane or not. So that was pretty cool.
Because we did watch a few, well, actually I didn't, but I heard some good stories. My partner Sandra, she was sitting on the plane in Christchurch and watched two bikes get taken back out again and left behind. So I'm sure there's still a few of those stories out there that go along. But Rich, mate, great to be, as always, alongside you doing these things. Waka 100 is close to our heart. We've been here, done it a few times, really enjoyed it. Massive thanks to Tim and Belinda and all of their team for everything that they've done to put this on.
Absolutely. And it's been super exciting and fun to be part of this podcast. Hopefully you've learnt lots along the way and enjoyed having some fun with us as we've put that together. But it's been a really fun, obviously, weekend, and then also summarize it with a show as well. So we're going to finish up with a couple of interviews. We had a couple of national champions crowned across the weekend.
Yep. So we're going to say goodbye. And again, thank you very much for that. Everybody watching and listening, and some of you people download this and listen to it as a podcast later on. Some of you watch it once, twice, three times. I mean, Richard, I hear you watch it a couple of times just to get the viewer numbers up.
Yep.
But thank you very much for supporting us, for supporting the Waka 100. And we are, like you say, we're going to go out to a couple of national championship interviews post-race.
Good job. Well done. Cheers, team.
Thanks, everybody.
Champion of the Waka 100 this year. How are you doing today, Craig? How was the trail?
Yeah, it was good. The trails were running pretty prime, actually. It was a good day out. I haven't been to Rotorua and ridden in a few years, so there's a few new ones for me. And it was actually quite interesting how the forest looked a bit different, with some areas logged and then some trees had come up. So, yeah, it was an interesting day. It was good.
Awesome, awesome. Now, your brother Ben has been the champion for the last couple of years. How good does it feel to be at that top spot this year?
Yeah, no, of course it feels good, but I would have been pretty happy if I'd got second. I always want to win, but I would have been annoyed if I hadn't won and someone else had won and it wasn't Ben. But like, we have such a good, like, friendly rivalry and just best mates, so it's so sick to go 1-2 at the Waka.
Awesome, that's so good. So good to hear that. It's awesome to have you here. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cox, the winner of the 100k women's event, Josie, how good is it to be back on the top step of the podium?
Yeah, it's really good. I had a couple of tough years, just the injury and things not going right, so it's great to be back on the top step, plus it's a national champ, so
even better. So tell us about your, I guess, build up into this. Like, have you been pretty consistent, pretty healthy, riding the trails up here much? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been consistent. I think that's probably the key.
Yeah.
So pretty much after Cyclocross Nationals, just did quite a few long rides, and then we came up actually 2 weeks ago, set a bit of recce, and
Good. So tell me about your day. Were you racing the other girls closely? Were you with the guys? What was kind of happening for you?
I started off pretty conservatively, about 50-60k, because I knew that two big climbs were coming up, so you got to leave a bit in the legs, and then from 70k, just kind of worked my way into it, and finished drunk.
Okay. So did you know where you were, sort of in the field with the
woman? Yeah, I was riding with Shamara and Sammy for the 20k, and then Sammy went out, and then I caught about 50k in.
Be nice then, to catch her again, I'd imagine. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're back. Yeah.
And then kind of passed her around 60k.
Okay, yeah. Right. And just keeping, were you, did you like, no, I need to put some extra effort in here and stay away, or were you feeling good at that stage, or it just kind of happened?
Oh, I was feeling pretty good. I just tried to kind of keep it pretty consistent.
Okay.
And yeah, and then climbed as hard as I could that yeah. last one. And,
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And were you running scared at the end, like, come on, come on, come on, or you, and you're really putting lots of effort, because it's tough in this last three sections. There's a lot happening, lots of tree roots up the climbs, and pretty full on little pitchy downhills as well.
Yeah, I rode with one of the boys, so I knew if I was pretty, you know, on his wheel, I'd be going all right.
Yeah, okay, good stuff, good stuff. So how are you going to celebrate this one?
Oh, I've actually got a buddy in slime with you, believe it or not. But once the semester's over, then yeah, a couple of weeks off the bike actually, bit of a break, and spending time just doing other fun things outside, not good. On two wheels.
Yeah, good job. Well done, Josie. Stoked to have you here, and a big high five. Job done. Awesome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Waka 100 podcast, brought to you by Team CP.
Skull, 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 skull. So much fun, lots of camaraderie and lots of laughs.
If you dig the show, make sure to like, rate, and review. This is it. We can go. Turn it up. Go stop it.